House Committee Requests Testimony from Act Blue Executive Amid Scandal. By Hannah Knudsen on April 23, 2026. The Committee on House Administration is requesting that Regina Wallace Jones, the CEO of Democrat fundraising machine Act Blue, testify as part of the greater congressional investigation into potential malfeasance, including suspicions of foreign donations. Lawmakers are probing the Democrat Party's major fundraising arm over donor verification policies and procedures. Chairman Brian Steele, RY, said in a letter to Regina Jones. As you are aware, the committee, in conjunction with the committees on the Judiciary and Oversight and Government Reform, has been investigating Act Blue's donor verification policies and procedures, including the platform's fraud prevention services since October 2023. He continued. The committee is considering potential legislative reforms to address fraudulent and illegal political donations made using online fundraising platforms such as Act Blue. As Chief Executive Officer of Act Blue, the committee believes you may have information pertinent to its investigation. The meeting has been scheduled for May 9. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jim Jordan, RO, confirmed that Republicans are investigating this matter as well, telling Breitbart News Daily this week that top people in Act Blue's legal department dealing with fraud prevention resigned after the 2024 presidential election. Breitbart Middle. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, April 21, 2026. General counsel was fired. He was given a big severance package. And then we find out their CEO was sent a letter by Congress a while back. And we find out from the news, the New York Times reported this, that the response that she gave to that inquiry from Congress, according to her counsel, according to Act Blue's counsel, Covington, big law firm, they said she may have misrepresented things, which is a nice way of saying you weren't square, Jordan said. You were lying to Congress. And so we're digging into all this. We put out an interim report yesterday that kind of highlights all the things going on there that sure make it look like they were taking foreign contributions, which, as you know, is against the law, he added. As Breitbart News reported, current and former employees of Act Blue reportedly pleaded the Fifth over 100 times while testifying before several House committees. In a report titled Fraud on Act Blue, Part 2, Illicit Foreign Donations and a Cover-Up Sour Mass Resignations and Firings on Act Blue's Legal and Compliance Team, lawmakers revealed that the five depositions resulted in employees invoking their Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination in response to every single one of the committee's substantive questions, 146 times in total.